Take a couple of deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. The body sits still and comfortable, like a statue. Breathing statue. The sense of touch permeates the body. I can feel my face, my back, my arms, my legs. Perhaps even my stomach, if it's full or hungry. A sense of touch permeates this body inwardly and facing outward. I can feel the chair, I can feel the floor. I can feel the clothes against my skin. I know the objects of touch. I feel the glasses on my nose. I feel my shirt sleeves. And I feel the body itself. I know if my legs are crossed or straight or bent, because the body itself is an object of the sense of touch. I know this body through the five senses. Particularly through the sense of touch. External objects of touch, I know. The body itself, I know. This body, I know this body. Through the sense of touch, sight, sound, etc., what makes me think? What makes me conclude that I am this body? No other physical object in this world do I identify as myself? The ability to move this body directly and the pervasiveness of the sense of touch are primary factors in taking this object, this living, breathing object, as I. When it walks, do I walk? When it sits, do I sit? Imagine there was no sense of touch. You cannot feel the body. Imagine there's no sense of sight or hearing or taste or smell. Where would the body be? Where would my identification with this body be? I would have no knowledge of this body. I require the senses to know this body. I am the pramata, the knower of the prameya, the object to be known, through the pramana, the means of knowledge, which are the senses, pratyaksha. If I am not this body, where do I exist in space? If I am not inherently this body, where is mortality for me? Om Ishaya Namaha. Om Ishaya Namaha. Om Ishaya Namaha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Now, slowly open your eyes, but don't move, don't stretch. Just notice the intention and the impulse to move just for a moment before you do. Om.